Welcome back to Jerry Bam's podcast. I know y'all have missed us, and yes, we have missed you too. At least before I forget, Merry Christmas and wishing you a happy and prosperous new year. So yes, we're back with a very, very interesting topic today. It's unlike every other thing we do on the podcast show. We're just going to be asking ourselves questions, getting to know each other, and it's more or less like a year review. So I really, really hope you guys are going to love this section of the podcast. But before we begin, I want to make my welcome my partner, Jerry. Take the lead.
Hey, Bams. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Hi, everybody listening. And like Bam said, she's done all the introduction. But yeah, compliments of the season. And I hope you all had fun today. Unlike me, I didn't have fun, honestly. How about you, Bams? How have you been up to all day?
Well, I had an amazing Christmas celebration and it was okay. It's not like the regular type where everyone puts on pajamas. You know, talking about pajamas, I was surfing Instagram today and I saw someone who said, "I'm seeing matching pajamas everywhere. I hope y'all blood group don't match."
That's coming from a place of hate or from an out of hate.
Oh my god. I was like, anyway, oh my goodness.
The funny part is, it was this evening I had the time to like start checking out PJs on the internet. And I was like, oh, good one. And guess who called in between? Okay, Brenda called in between. And unfortunately, I shout out to Wine Brenda Shah. Perhaps I might do PJ with Brenda next year. If I'm not doing PJ with Brenda next year, then I'll be doing PJ with Bams. What do you think about that, Bams?
My god, interesting.
Well, no, today I felt that singleness, like, guy, you don't need to be single again. The amount of PJs I saw on the internet today, man, was just
I feel like PJs have like finished in the market. There's literally no PJ in the market right now because everybody wore it.
Well, it's all fine, we'll all be all right. At least I ate rice, that's the most important thing. I ate rice for Christmas, so that's like the most important thing of my day. Then I slept. The kind of sleep I slept today, man. I've not had this kind of long sleep in a while, and I'm happy I did today. So yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you. Now moving on to the show, I bet our listeners are itching to hear what questions are going to be posed today. And so y'all just know, these questions were not prepped. Jerry is not, he's not even aware of the question I'm going to ask, and neither am I even aware of the question I'm going to ask. It's just like going to pop up. So literally we are both going to surprise each other with questions. And Jerry, you better not ask me questions that you don't want me to ask you, because if you do, I will drag you on social media. I promise you that.
Are you sure you can actually undo that?
Well, talking about violence, Either ways. So let's go straight to the point and start the show.
Hey y'all, come look at this.
All right, let's go. So did you say ladies first here?
Randomly I'm going to ask, what was the hardest decision to make this year for you? What was that decision that took you so long to make? You feel like it was the toughest time, or it was a tough position you put yourself in this year? It was literally so tough. What was the hardest decision you made this year, and why was it hard?
That's a lot. I'll try and summarize it. I think that this decision or other situation I find myself in, I've never imagined it, but it happened was me having to relocate, and I literally have nowhere to stay to start with. I was confused as fuck, and I took the decision all thanks to my guy. Accommodated me. I demanded for weeks, ended up staying for months, became uncomfortable at some point before one way or the other came in. And in between, I was literally battling with heartbreak. Yeah, I got served breakfast. So I was literally battling
with breakfast. How was it?
A very bad experience. I don't wish for my enemy. So I was literally battling my emotions and battling with real life scenario, man. It was tough. I was depressed, and man, I'm glad it's all over, sure. But then that was very tough. That was like the toughest thing I've done, or the toughest decision, or the toughest situation I found myself in this year. For real, man.
Oh, so sorry about that. Breakfast is what we all look forward to every day, every morning, but that kind of breakfast, nobody looks forward to it. The hot kind of breakfast. No, so sorry. Yeah. But I'm sure it was for the best. Don't worry, you'll meet an amazing person next year so that you could do matching pajamas, you know. You want that.
Yeah, we'll do that next year now, she. Let me ask you this, Bombs. Describe yourself in 3 words.
I am beautiful.
Now, sweet.
When I say I'm beautiful, a lot of things might come into play. Okay. If we understand what beautiful means, beautiful just doesn't have to do with the physical appearance of a person. It basically has to do with the inner appearance of a person and the outer appearance of a person. And I know that I'm beautiful because, first and foremost, I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, so he makes everything about me beautiful. I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm loving, so yeah, I'm beautiful.
Nice explanation. Cool.
Yeah. To our listeners, I don't know if I'm asking questions that are in your mind, but if I'm not, this is the best time where you get to drop comments. You can follow us on our Instagram handle at Jerry Bounds on Instagram, and you could drop your questions, and who knows, in the next podcast we might ask those questions. Moving on, what's my next question? I don't want to be asking good girl questions. I'm gonna ask baddie questions.
Gen Z baddie.
I'm not Gen Z, but I won't ask body questions. Jerry, are you sure you don't want to ask why I'm thinking about a question I'd like to ask?
I know I should be expecting something tough.
Doesn't even have to be tough. It might not be tough, actually. You will surprise yourself when I ask you the question. But before I figure out a question, I think you should pose another question to me.
Okay. I'm sure most persons, I'm literally doing this on behalf of everybody listening. Most persons don't really know who Bams is. What's Bam's real name and where is she from?
Ooh. Okay, people, he's asking the question for the people. That's right. So my actual name is Ihebuzo Florence Chizoba. I'm from Imo State, Owerri West. I'm a lovely person and I'm beautiful, by the way. You can hear my voice. I sound like dates soaked in milk. Yeah, please don't ask me what that is like. It is like this way I sound. Okay. Yeah.
Very weird.
Is that weird?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever heard dates soaked in milk?
Dates soaked in milk? No, I've never tried it. I've never tried that. Nah.
See, that's a new recipe you should try. You should really try it. Speaking about this year, I know 2023 was quite an amazing year. I'm going to use the term amazing because a lot of people went through very rough patches. A lot of people sunk in terms of their business and other part of their lives. So I want to ask, what is that moment you look back to in 2023 that you are happy it happened? Or what is that moment you just look back to, it makes you smile? What was that really beautiful moment that when you think about moments in 2023, that moment tends to strike up in your head a picture and you just feel good? Do you have any moments like that, or did you have any moments like that?
I think I have, like, I have 2 moments like that, funny enough, and having to do with friends, and to even now, I'm sure I'll still blush saying this now.
What?
Yeah, it is. Well, okay, one happened January this year while I was undergoing major outbreak. Then shout out to Judith. I'm sure she'll listen to this podcast. Yeah. So Judith came around and she was there for me. That was the only lady that was there for me. I missed all my friends. Well, she was busy consoling me. And the one that actually got to me, not the consoling stuff and all of that that actually got to me, but the one that got to me was the day she told me she was praying and fasting, and she came to my house and we're praying. We got to like 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 3 p.m. stuff. She was just, let's pray. And I was like, really? Are there still girls like this? Everybody should get to Judith in Israel life.
Yeah.
No, that one really got nice. To me. Sure. Yeah, that one got to me. Then I think secondly was, when there was scarcity of cash. Yeah. I was having issues with my OP. So I went to OP office and laid my complaint. And then I met somebody and I met a friend there. Not like new person, actually. She was looking all cool, all nice and blah. As a normal guy man, I walked up to her and got talking, and she's actually a cool person, a very cool friend. And the way we started the whole conversation, and the way one man actually came, I was like, it's obvious that she's my wife. And I was like, yeah. And I And I played along, I played along. I was like, yeah, she's my wife. In fact, she's my fiance that we're about getting married. Like, oh, yeah, you can sit in the before and after. We played with the man's head, Sha. Like, me and I played the man's head. Like, we played along. No, no. So later, I will now tell the man that you are wrong, or your vision or whatever shit you're saying is very wrong right now. Like, the man was that, like. So funny, whenever I remember it, I'll just laugh. Like, I can't even remember people. There are people like that.
Those two seem like very beautiful experience.
Yeah, they were.
All right, now you can shoot. Ask your question.
I think you've even asked me, but yeah, it's just right. It just came to my head, and I'll ask you. What's the toughest decision you've made this year?
Okay, a tough decision I've made this year. I haven't really made any tough decision this year. I mean, a decision that I feel is very tough. No, I haven't. I feel like the decisions I've made this year haven't been like super tough that it makes the page. No, it hasn't. I think I've just made good decisions, regular decisions that aren't too tough. So, yeah.
Okay, that's true.
What was your first impression about me? Don't lie.
Don't talk about this whole time like that.
Have we?
Yes, we have. One of our conversations back there, I think some months ago. Yeah, we talked about it some months ago.
I don't recall. Please enlighten me.
Well, I do, because I do remember conversations with people. But then, I tell you, first impression about you. Not like, yeah, she's beautiful, but she might be pompous. Yeah, beautiful and pompous. Okay. That was like the only thing that was the impression I had. That was the first impression, actually. Not until you changed the whole narrative. Yeah, shout out to you.
That's nice. At least I was, you know, given the opportunity to change the narrative. So that goes out for people. I came across somebody. It wasn't really recently. I think that was during my service year. I think the person you called had almost the same opinion that you just said. But I feel like people shouldn't judge people. Learn to know someone before you get to, you know, have a perception about them. And when you get to know them, you don't like them, just get off the picture. So yeah, thank you so much. I had the opportunity to, you know, you got to know me and found out that I am not prideful. I'm surprised. We really had this conversation before.
Yes, we have.
So before we continue, I don't know, our listeners out there, like I said earlier, remember to follow us on our Instagram page, and you can follow my partner on his Instagram page at
Jerry_Abby.
So you can equally follow me on Instagram at Hola Bam Bam. It's a thing, yeah. So
very funny. Moving on. Your Instagram page is funny. Your Instagram handle rather is funny. Very funny.
It's not really funny. I mean, hola means hi. Hi, Bam Bam.
I don't know how you came up. I don't know how you came up with the idea of that handle, but it's nice, by the way. I didn't see that coming.
Okay, thank you.
I think I have like two more questions for you before I call it a wrap from my own end there. Or maybe I should just even ask you this. You know, let me ask you one first, and you ask me, and you move ahead. Okay, I've asked you about the toughest decision you made this year. So, if there's one thing you could actually do and turn back the ends of time this year, what would that be?
In what way?
Every aspect, or something you regret and you wish you could actually just turn back the ends of time and correct.
Sadly, no, not sadly. Frankly speaking, I don't think there's any decision this year that, or something done this year by me that I wish I could, you know, I regret, actually, and I could turn back the hands of time and have a redo of it. But there is an experience I'd like to relive again, and that has to do with my experience in camp. Okay, people shouldn't get this wrong. I don't wish to go back to camp. No. NYC camp is not a place I'd like to go back to again.
You can't even go back to camp. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to take back the hands of time to go back to camp, I'm not going back there to do camp and that annoying sleep pattern. No. I think if there's any good experience I'd like to turn back the hands of time, is to be with certain categories of people that I really enjoy their company. I mean, it saddens my heart that I might not really see them as often as I would have loved to see them, but the likes of Shadow, the likes of Myra, the likes of Mercy, the likes of Adonis, I really enjoyed their company. Adonis is someone I enjoyed his company in Asaba during my service. And the other names I mentioned, I enjoyed their company in camp. I still keep in contact with them, but believe it or not, phone call conversation is nothing compared to the real life meeting. So yeah, I would like to turn back the hands of time to just have a re-experience of that. But anything other than that, nah, we move on. We move.
Shout out to everybody you mentioned. I can just imagine how they'll listen to this and start blushing.
Nice. You guys were amazing.
But anyways, my last question for you before you ask me yours, I'll wrap it up totally. It's literally more of a general question. It's a general question, and I need you to be honest about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Bams single and searching, or she's taking?
I'm literally asking
on behalf. This one is I'm a man of the people. So I'm obviously listeners want to know who is this person with this fine voice and fine face, and she's single. We never can say anything can happen.
Yeah. So. Whether I'm single or in a relationship, I've always been one who doesn't talk about my personal life, and I don't really like to put out my personal life in public, so I just like to keep it simple and not talk about it. If anyone wants to find out if I'm in a relationship or if I'm single, you can follow us on our handle and send me a private message. But that aside, I'm sorry, I do not talk about my personal life in public, so thank you.
Nice one, you tried there. I see what you did there.
Just not my thing. I don't even know how to say it. Some people even talk about, like, they're like, oh, how many are you in your family? And I'm like, I don't talk about my personal life. My personal life involves my family, myself. So sorry guys, you might just want to ask your question in person.
All right, if you want to know about that, get a DM, go to a DM and ask her if she's single or searching, and if she's married. Yeah, she's to tell you.
Exactly, who knows, I might even have a baby, you know.
I can just imagine what you're kid. I can just imagine what your kid would be like.
Yeah, when I have them, they're gonna be beautiful.
Obviously, just like your mother.
Okay, so the last question for you is this. How many books did you read this year, and which one of them stood out?
I've lost count of books I read this year.
Really?
You read? Yeah, I read a lot. I read books a lot daily. So I've honestly lost count. But funny enough, they're old books, but I took my time this year to, like, read them with so much understanding and all of that. Most people hate me for one, but I don't care. It's 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, I love that book.
Are you really serious?
Yeah, I'm going to read. Not everything, I'm not going to lie. The book looks like the pages keep getting more each time you flip one. So
you're literally the first lady. You're the first lady of first girl saying she loves the book 48 Laws of Power. Most girls will tell you they don't even like guys that read 48 Laws of Power because it's more of it teaches you to be manipulative or be not manipulate somebody and blah 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 bullshit like that. Sha. So,
I love 48 Laws of Power. I feel like certain people really don't know the actual attribute of that book. Of course, it's manipulative in a sense, but it's equally not manipulative in all round. So you just pick out the good things you want to pick out and stick to it.
Exactly, that's what I keep telling people. Filter wherever thing you need. Filter it and just move ahead with the one you can. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
then the other book that stood out for me this year was I still read it once in a while. The Alchemist. Yeah.
The Alchemist. Oh, okay. Never really read it. I don't think I heard of it either, but it sounds like it's interesting.
Shout out to the Young God podcast. Yeah, Young God actually talked about it in one of his podcasts there. I checked out the book, and fortunately for me, my dad was literally having the hard copy, so I was reading from his soft copy till I got the hard copy from him, and I just that copy. It's actually a very nice book. It's a very nice book, I'll say. Yeah. Those are like the two books I know that stood out for me this year so far. But then every other book I've read, so I've been nice. Oh, yeah, those two, yeah, stood out for me.
Okay, that's lovely.
Anyways, I think we've asked each other, like, we've done plenty Q's and A's, and I'm pretty sure with this, our listeners already know who Jerry is and who Bams is. Yeah, we can actually all jump into each other's DM and get familiar. If you want to know more about Florence Bams, go to our DM at allaboutbam on Instagram. And you can actually check me out on Instagram, Jerry_Abe, if you want to know more about me. But this is just more of us saying, this is just more of us dishing out a little about us to you so you can get to know us a little bit better. And we'll move on from there. And good part is, this is our second episode and the last episode of the year. How do you feel about that, Bams?
Okay, I feel excited because next year is going to be a different segment. It's going to be a different position, a different angle. We have this really juicy podcast atmosphere. We are gearing up for all our listeners out there, and I just can't wait to have you guys enveloped in that atmosphere. So yes, I'm super excited to be having have you guys know that this is the last podcast for this year, and get ready for next year because it's going to be everything really.
Mm-hmm. So next year we're coming with full force. So yeah. Get ready for the Revamped Podcast 2024. We're coming full force this time around. So just keep your notifications on. And don't forget to please follow us on Instagram at Jerry Bams Podcast. Please do follow the Instagram handle. Most importantly, subscribe to this podcast page wherever place you listen to podcasts, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Pod, everywhere at all you stream podcasts from, the podcast is available and you can just follow and turn on the notification buttons. And most importantly, again, you drop a rating. It helps and it improves the podcast. Yeah, so I don't know if Bams is having anything to say, but for me, I guess I'm done.
Okay, and that's all for the podcast. It's a wrap. And thank you so much for being a wonderful and amazing listener. And believe it, next year you guys are going to be having us on your phone every single week. We are going to make sure of that you guys do not miss us so much and we do not miss you guys so much. But until then, have a beautiful and prosperous new year. Bye.